The NPA Investigating Directorate has executed a restraint order valued at 1.4 billion rand against former Eskom executives and former Tubular Construction Projects contractors. The freezing order, granted in terms of the Prevention of Organized Crimes Act, was served and enforced on all the accused in Mpumalanga, Gauteng and Limpopo. Investigating Directorate spokesperson Sindisiwe Siboka explains.
So essentially, there are about 12 defendants in this particular matter. However, there are additional respondents. These are the spouses of the accused. These are co-trustees of some of the accused. The other two former Eskom employees, senior executives, two of the executives of Tubular Construction Holdings.
Eskom former acting CEO Matsela Koko has told the State Capture Commission that there should be consequences for witnesses who deliberately misled the commission. Koko has accused former Optimum CEO Clinton Efren of lying to the commission. Efren submitted a statement to the commission indicating that President Cyril Ramaphosa never chaired Optimum Coal. He, however, later retracted the statement.
Who was the CEO of Optimum when Cyril Ramaphosa was the chairman of Optimum? It was Mr. Clinton Efren. He can't forget his boss. And later, when he's shown to lie, he submitted another statement to the commission and said, I made a mistake. I was misled by other things.